All right. So if you've been following me on Twitter, I've teased this a couple times. I've asked for people's opinions on this. I think it's time that we officially reopen the case books and we go into a final re-ranking of all the Star Wars movies. Yes. So it's finally time. I think we've all had a chance now to see Rise of Skywalker.
It's been out, what, 3 months now?
Yeah.
Just about.
We've all had a chance to see it, process it.
Digest it.
Digest
it out.
Yeah. Maybe got to fart it out, too. Maybe we need that guy to
Is
help
Rise
us.
Is Rise of the Skywalker an 11-second fart?
It might be.
We'll find out in our rankings.
Yeah. So... the backstory behind this is, first off, we did a Star Wars ranking before Rise of Skywalker came out. It was a pretty interesting segment.
Yeah.
We had a good debate about it.
So interesting, people, I forgot all about it.
People loved it. Basically, we just did an average of my rankings, Mike's rankings, his mom rankings, and...
I think that was it at the time, wasn't it?
And I think we tried to do critics. I forget exactly how we did it, but we did some sort of critic interpretation. But now, with this week, Rise of Skywalker is nearing the end of its original theatrical run. Rotten Tomatoes, they came out with their full list of all the Star Wars movies. I should say Star Wars live action films. I'm not including the...
Right, there's animated stuff.
Yeah, but there was an animated movie, Rebels or Clone Wars or something that doesn't count. We're not counting that. We're talking about the 9 episodes and the 2 Disney Star Wars story spinoff movies. So in this ranking there's 11 total films.
Okay.
And this is the new one because now we're adding Rise of Skywalker to our list here.
Right. This is the definitive ranking.
Right.
The director's cut ranking.
Yes. So here's what I did. A couple days ago, I put on Facebook and social media, give us your list of the Star Wars movies. And I asked for, you know, as many options and as many opinions and options as possible. So what I'm doing is in the definitive rankings, a total of 1/3 of the weight of the rankings will be the average of those fan responses that we got. And we got I think we hit like a dozen rankings. So it's a decent poll that we got. So, a third of the definitive rankings is the average of those fan responses that we got on our Facebook page. By the way, hope you're following us on Facebook at the Crispy Noodle. If you haven't, this is why. Because sometimes me and Mike, we need some opinions before we talk about the things we're going to talk about on the podcast.
That's right.
So hopefully you're following on Facebook. So that's a third of the definitive rankings. Another third is what I'm calling the noodle score, which is the average of my list, Mike's list, and Mike's mom's list, because she's an avid Star Wars fan as well. So that's a third of the score. And then the other third is the official tomato meter ranking that Rotten Tomatoes put out with this whole shebang. And the part that has made headlines is that even 3 months after the release of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, Rotten Tomatoes still has it ranked critically as the last... movie, as the worst movie made out of all the Star Wars live action films. is that a little bit too harsh on this film? I know we'll get into the list and you know our own individual list in just a minute, but do you think that's fair to critique it as the worst Star Wars film made?
I think it's fair. If this were the ranks, if this were the fans just going off on it, I might be less inclined to agree.
Oh, you mean The Last Jedi?
What? Yeah.
That would be The Last Jedi.
That would be The Last Jedi. No, it's interesting. It seems like whatever movie the critics love, the fans hate. Whatever movie the critics hate, the fans love. Because I'm looking at it right now on Rotten Tomatoes, and the fans liked it. 86%. the critics did not like it at all. And just objectively from a film standpoint, it was not good. It was rough. It was a very rough film. They had a lot to juggle, a lot to tie together. Going into it, I remember, should we preface this with spoiler alert? Because I feel like we're going to get into the nitty gritty here.
I mean, I would hope that if you're listening to
Definitive Star Wars ranking,
I think you should know all the movies by now.
Enter at your own risk.
Yeah.
Going into it, the Palpatine thing was, I think, intriguing. Having it actually seen it play out, completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that in this movie, Rise of Skywalker. Having seen it twice, fighting to stay awake during it twice, I think is very indicative of the quality of the film. I saw Last Jedi.
You usually don't fall asleep at movies.
No, I saw Last Jedi like 3 times at theater, stayed wide awake. I saw Endgame like 3 or 4 times at theater, stayed wide awake both times. Both of them epic, you know, 3-hour jaunts. Rise of Skywalker was tough to sit through. It was boring. There were a lot of unnecessary details, a lot of things coming out of left field, a lot of really cheesy campiness, over-the-top fan service, which is why the fans rated it so highly. I felt the same way that I did when Game of Thrones ended. It got to the finish line. It stumbled and bumbled its way across. It did what it needed to do, but in a really inelegant, ungraceful way. This just turned into like a really vicious critique of Rise of Skywalker.
I'll tell you what, most of the things that you say, I would absolutely agree with you on. And
the healing, the force healing. I just, numerous times.
Here's my problem with Rise of Skywalker, and it's really hitting me now that I think about it.
Yeah.
The more I think about the Rise of Skywalker, like actual cognizant of like how it stacks in the lore of Star Wars.
Right.
The more I get angry at it really throws things out of whack. And the force healing is one example.
It's so
bizarre. If there's force healing, why the hell has that not been you could have saved Qui-Gon in episode 1. You could there are so many things that would have solved.
I mean,
in a couple of the movies.
I assume it's reserved for incredibly powerful force users. But
you had Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're not telling me they're not two of the most powerful Force users?
Right, exactly.
Yoda, yeah.
Not to mention the fact that it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in a series that's now 11 movies deep, they're like, by the way, they can do this thing. And it's introduced in the most bizarre way possible, too.
Yeah.
And then, you could tell that it was going to play a role at some point because they just kept going back to it. And it's like, okay, enough now.
I also have another critique with The Rise of Skywalker that I feel like I got when I rewatched it again. And it made me realize that if Palpatine, whether or not he's a clone or whatever, which, by the way, that's another whole thing.
Oh, they confirmed that
Disney,
he's a clone.
Disney confirmed that he's a clone or whatever. Okay.
Which, whatever.
Yeah. I feel like Rise of Skywalker... Actually, you know, it almost ruins Return of the Jedi now, because Return of the Jedi, the whole point was to defeat Palpatine, the most evil,
right?
You know, Sith that the galaxy's ever faced, and now that he came back randomly in Rise of Skywalker, that pretty much just ruins all of Luke's journey, because now he's back. Oh,
he's back.
He didn't actually die. Oh. So I guess all that was for naught.
This is going to sound like a tangent, but it's not. This is a common critique of mine when it comes to... I've had this argument with John Bruno, my brother, many times. It's a problem with bad guy escalation. And it's something that happens a lot in anime. JB's a big fan of anime, and he wanted me to watch Naruto. And my problem with Naruto is every episode he'd show me, he'd be like, this guy's the most powerful. And I'd say, but wasn't the most powerful guy 10 episodes ago? He's like, yeah, but this is the next most powerful guy. This is the problem when you have bad guy, when you have big bad escalation like this, is that when you have the Death Star, a thing that destroys planets,
Yeah, there's not really...
It gets really ridiculous when like, oh, yeah. But now we have Starkiller Base.
Right, a galaxy.
When you have Palpatine, the evilest dark force user ever, it's really ridiculous when you say, oh, we have Palpatine 2.0.
Yeah.
Clone Palpatine. With mysterious Sith planet and weird cult people followers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... The reason why I have a problem with the anime is the same reason here, is that you need a novel threat. You can't just keep turning the dial up another notch, because at a certain point it becomes laughable.
Yeah.
And that's what happens, is it becomes laughable because it's the same bad guy, just with the dial turned up a little bit more on the evil meter.
Yeah.
You know? And same thing with like all the Star Destroyers. It's like, okay. Like, so you don't have a giant planet-killing base, so now you just have infinite Star Destroyers.
Yeah. It just spawns. It's just completely spawns.
It's this problem with escalation. Yeah. Is when you start off with somebody so powerful, there's nowhere else to go except into absurd territory.
Yep. Okay. I have to rein in myself. I can't keep bashing on Rise of Skywalker. I got to get to the rankings here.
Yeah.
So I'll do the tomato meter first. So this is a third of the score. Their list is now with everything in order. Rise of Skywalker is the worst. 10th is The Phantom Menace.
Oh, you're going reverse order.
I guess because I started out with the worst movie.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do it the other way around.
Okay.
Yeah, so worst movie, Rise of Skywalker. 10th, The Phantom Menace. 9th, Attack of the Clones. 8th, Solo. 7th, Revenge of the Sith. 6th, Return of the Jedi. 5th, Rogue One. 4th, The Last Jedi. Critics love The Last Jedi, but yeah, we had that whole debate.
Look, fight me all you want, guys. It was a legitimately good film.
3rd is A New Hope, the original movie. 2nd, The Force Awakens. And 1st, Empire Strikes Back. So that's the critical rating tomato meter. Whether you like it or not, that is it. That's what all the composite of all the film critic scores, all the hoopla, that's it. That's what it is. That's a third of the ranking. Deal with it. That's what it is. Should I get to the fans' rankings, or do you want to get to our rankings?
I'm curious. I'm really curious to know the fan rankings.
Okay, so remember, this is the average of all of the.
Can I take a wild guess and say the original trilogy was the top three?
No, you're one off. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So right. That's the one I'll start in proper order.
Okay.
All right. So this is the average of all the people that sent. They're listing on Facebook and Twitter and everything like that. Number one, Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Number two, A New Hope.
Okay.
Number three, The Force Awakens.
That makes
sense. People love The Force Awakens.
It's a good movie, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 4th, Rogue One.
Okay.
5th, Return of the Jedi.
Okay. Bit low, but okay.
6th, The Rise of Skywalker.
What?
Yeah, people
really
love it. People love it.
Wow.
So this is the balance you're talking about. Critics hated it, finished last on Tomato Meter, but with the fan ranking that we had on our Facebook page and on Twitter and everything, it finished 6th according to our responses.
I would love to pick the brains of people. And no. Listen, no, in all seriousness, I'm not trying to sound annoying here. I'd love to pick their brains and find out whether it was because the movie was of a high quality or because it hit all of those fan service notes, because like there was a lot of fan service in it. Like Chewie got his medal, you know?
Yeah.
So how much of it was fan service? How much of it was like people have been watching Star Wars for 30 plus years and now they're finally getting to see the end of it? And how much of it was, okay, it's a legitimately sound film?
Yeah,
because I feel like we fall on the latter side of things, you know, where we're looking at it as a film, or at least I am more so than the fan service.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to the ranking.
So that's 6th according to our fans' rankings. Number 7, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
8th, The Last Jedi. 9th, Solo. 10th, The Phantom Menace, and 11th, Attack of the Clones. Or as one user actually typed in, Attack of the Effin' Dumb Clones.
I mean, yes. I agree.
I wasn't expecting on getting a colorful response like that. That was interesting. So thank you. That was AJ. Thank you for that. So that was the average of the fans' ranking. So that's another third that goes into our definitive ranking. So now we have two thirds completed. We got the tomato meter, the critical rankings, the fans' rankings from our Facebook, and then it's the noodle rankings. So this this is the average.
These are the most important rankings because they're weighted the most heavily.
No, it's still a third.
I know, but it's only averaging the three of us.
Oh, I guess you're right. But
we carry a lot of clout around these podcast.
This is our noodle definitive ranking. So yes. I mean, obviously,
it's our show. You guys are just along for the ride.
Well, you had your chance with the fan ranking. So now this is the noodle rank. So this is the average of me, Mike, and Mike's mom.
She's sort of like a weird de facto associate producer, kind of. I don't know. She's just here in the headquarters.
Yes. So top number one, I think we all agreed on Empire Strikes Back. I'm pretty sure maybe your mom might have differed because she loves A New Hope. So maybe, but
I mean, we
still finished.
We
top.
Each had the original three like in our top five.
Yeah. Number two, A New Hope. Number three, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, Ewoks.
Number four, I would disagree with this, even though I'm a part of the noodle rank. The Force Awakens
at
four.
Good movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Goosebumps, man. The end scene, goosebumps all the way. It's a good movie.
Okay. I just think it's too safe. It's a remake of A New Hope, and just that's my original problem with it. It's just okay. It's not. I don't think it's as ingenious as people think it is. Number five for our average, Rogue One, which is pretty
standard across the board.
Yeah.
People liked Rogue One.
People loved Rogue One.
For it being a prequel, it was still a very good prequel.
For it being a non-Lucas movie, it's endearing. Between the three of us, we put The Last Jedi at six, Revenge of the Sith at seventh, The Rise of Skywalker at eighth, Attack of the Clones at ninth. But which, by the way, that is me.
That is definitely you. You ranked it so highly.
I don't mind Attack of the Clones.
Rich,
I really
you
don't.
Got weird Star Wars opinions.
I do. number 10, The Phantom Menace, and 11, Solo. I guess we all didn't like Solo.
My mom didn't see it.
Bit of insider information there.
She put it dead last. I unfortunately did see it.
Yeah, I did see it.
And still put it in my bottom three.
I put it dead last too. I don't like it.
It's not. Here's my problem. You take the Star Wars name off of it, it's just Space Heist, the movie.
Right.
Which is fine. It's fine. That's okay. But like
It's not a Star Wars story.
The acting was bad. The story was meh. And
if you remove the background of the Empire, and you remove the fact that this character's Han Solo, you would not know that's a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
You would, 100%, you would not realize it.
Another problem I had with it was there were a lot of moments where there was, like, a sort of implied wink and nod at the camera with a lot of the references, you know? And it just became too cheesy for me at times, you know? Like, I don't know. It was too much. It's too much for me.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the noodle rank.
Okay. So
once again, recap. A third for our definitive rankings. A third is the noodle score that I just listed. A third is the average of the fan responses that we took from Facebook, and a third is the critical is the film critics, the tomato meter. All right. So now I plug that all into this big Excel spreadsheet that I got.
Beep boop beep boop beep boop. He crunched the numbers.
I like that sound effect.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
All right. So are you ready for the definitive list? This is it now. This is
the final word. After this, Star Wars is done forever.
This is it. Read them and weep. This is it. All right. So Universal, this is pretty standard. Everybody loves Empire Strikes Back. So that's number one.
Right.
Pretty solid ground. I don't think anybody would disagree.
No.
At second, it's, of course, A New Hope, the original OG movie.
Of course.
So again, another one I don't think anybody would really complain. Third overall.
Let me guess. Force Awakens.
Yep. Even with the averages, the Force Awakens finishes third.
It's a solid movie.
I disagree heartily with everybody.
I know you disagree, but
this is it. This is the definitive
rankings. Sometimes opinions are wrong, Rich.
Well, I think I'm right, and I.
Well, I think
I'm
right.
Think I'm right.
Bitter old man.
I am. Hey, you know what? Look. I played this fair and square.
You did.
This is it. I have to. You know, and I'm.
Despite your many
right,
attempts
despite my
to,
personal...
to boost Attack of the Clones. We're just like, I think it deserves to be sixth overall. Crazy nut job over there.
Look, all right.
They went to, what was the, Geonosis. It was noir.
Geonosis was the gladiator arena.
Oh, what was the noir place? The weird pale aliens, the grays.
Kamino.
Yeah. Kamino.
Get your planets right.
Get my planets right. Sorry.
All right.
Enough ragging on Rich.
Let me go through the list, and then I'll defend Attack
so,
of the Clones.
So, Force Awakens was third.
Force Awakens is third overall. I think that's a little overhyped, but this is what it is. We plugged it into the Excel spreadsheet. This is it. Next, at fourth, it's Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I do too.
It's fantastic.
I always said it deserves to be top three because it executes all three stylings of Star Wars perfectly. It has a lightsaber fight, it has a land assault, and it has a space battle, and all three are done really
well. Also, Wicket, the Ewok.
Yes, you love Ewoks.
He had his own movie, Rich.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing with you.
You can buy the DVD on Amazon for like $45.
Right, because they only made a certain amount of them.
Yeah, because it was terrible. So but I watched it so much as a kid, the VHS.
He's going to do it. He's going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it.
Dear God. Okay, so Return of the Jedi is fourth overall. Then Rogue One at fifth.
Okay. That makes
sense.
Again,
yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is. I agree, too. Solid five out of the 11 movies. All right, following up in sixth, it is The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Seventh, it is Revenge of the Sith.
Best of the prequels, by far.
And in our rankings, The Rise of Skywalker settles for eighth place.
I mean, that makes sense.
That's where it fits in our total list.
It's not as bad as the prequels. It's not as bad as the worst, but it's definitely not any better than, you know, midway of the rankings. It's like painfully average.
In ninth, it's Solo.
That's a bit higher than I would put it. But
yeah.
Okay.
I don't agree with that one. Attack of the Clones in 10th, and then The Phantom Menace at 11th.
It's crime.
Last.
It's crime, I tell you.
So that is it. Read them and weep. That is the definitive rankings. I did all the formulas correct. That is everything. A third of the fan response that we got on Facebook, a third of our noodle rank, and a third of our film critics tomato meter. Read them and weep. That's what it is. Do you have any responses to that list?
I have this to say. I really appreciate the fact that in the top half of the list, there's a great balance between original trilogy, new films, and spinoffs. Because I think the first three were, you had two original trilogy, one new trilogy, one spinoff, and I think what Revenge of the Sith was sixth, right?
Revenge of the Sith
was sixth or seventh.
Now I got to count from top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, Revenge of the Sith was seventh.
Oh, seventh. Okay. I stand corrected. But the top five at least had a good blend.
It's
only missing the prequel trilogy, but I mean, the prequel trilogy was, in my opinion, still the lesser of the three trilogies.
Well, here's the final part that I'm going to say.
Are you going to make a case for Attack on the Clones? Jesus Christ. All right, get the soapbox out.
I'm just going to say it like this.
Okay.
In the past times that we've talked about Star Wars, you've always kind of poo-pooed the prequel trilogy. You've always kind of made that a running argument, like a runaway argument that there's no chance that it's not good.
Okay.
But I would say...
Are you going to be part of this revisionist history BS?
Hold on. I'm just going to say, as part...
Oh, my God.
As part of a fan... As someone who's a fan of Attack of the Clones...
Oh, my God.
And someone who loves Revenge of the Sith. I think Revenge... I put it in my list. Revenge of the Sith is the best non-original trilogy movie in my list. It's number four. It's the best non-original.
I mean, it's good, but it's not that good. Yes,
I think it's very good.
Okay.
I made a post, and I think you're gonna harp on me. So let me just say my sentence, and then you go.
Okay.
When I look back on Revenge of the Sith, I kind of feel like, to a degree, I'm not saying outright, but to a degree, in some ways, it almost redeems the prequel trilogy. The more I think about it, the more I respect the fact that there were certain themes and certain styles and certain things that came together, and it made the prequel trilogy feel like an intact piece of art. Now, some things were horrible in it. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to use the disclaimer to a certain degree, but it felt like a cohesive unit. When I review Rise of Skywalker, I get so frustrated because there are so many things that they did just that were outlandish and out there, and how much it tried to stuff in random things that when I look back on that, I just think of all the disappointment and the chaos that was the sequel trilogy. And I will say to this far, I'll go this far. It's not a runaway. I won't go outright and say the prequel trilogy is better than the sequel trilogy, but I don't think it's a runaway argument like you thought it would be. All right, okay. Now you can go.
Now that you know, I got to give you props. It was a well thought out, cohesive response. And I no.
I thought you were gonna do
the sand thing. No, I could be a jerk and just my whole argument would be I hate sand. So I hate the prequel trilogy. Yeah. But no. I respect your argument because thinking about it, so I understand what you're getting. You're taking the prequel as a cohesive unit. So as a collection, it's more cohesive and similar in theme and tone and yes. style.
Yes.
And you're right, because when you compare it to the sequel trilogy, the new trilogy, there are a lot of seemingly random things. And when you said random, I immediately keyed in my mind, the casino subplot of Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
A movie that I really enjoyed, that I ranked highly, completely unnecessary. I think about yes. all the unnecessary elements of Rise of Skywalker. That's why I actually like Force Awakens. I always flip back and forth between Last Jedi and Force Awakens as my favorite of the sequel trilogy, because Force Awakens was the most sound film. I know it's not innovative in your eyes, but
right.
when you look at it in terms of the quality of it, it is the most compellingly quality sound film of the three. I think the movies work better than any given prequel trilogy movie when viewed in a silo. But when viewed as a trilogy, you're right in that it lacks the cohesion of the other two trilogies, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Force Awakens, Last Jedi, better as individual pillars, but when viewed together as a trilogy, when wrapped up, when you look at the whole package, you know, 10 feet back, the picture of it, it is a jumbled mess. You can zoom in and see the individual parts of it. Oh, yes, that's good. Oh, yes, that part's good. Oh, yes, that part's weird, but acceptable. But when you look at it together, it's like, what was the goal?
Yeah. That's what I feel like is lost in this sequel trilogy.
Yeah. Now, that's not to say that I like the prequel trilogy, because even though it's cohesive, it's terrible. let's not mince words here. But Revenge of the Sith was very good, and Rise of Skywalker was very bad.
Yeah.
And that's the issue here.
Right. It just occurred to me, like, while I was just kind of reminiscing about Revenge of the Sith the other day, I felt like it's the complete opposite feel. Like, Revenge of the Sith, I thought, was, like, the perfect cap to the prequel trilogy, and
yeah.
to a degree, almost redeemed it, whereas Rise of Skywalker, I think about it, and I'm just like, oh my god, that really just made the whole sequel trilogy just completely chaotic and out of whack, in my opinion.
It did make it, as a package, completely out of whack, but the individual films are still great. And you have your Game of Thrones Season 8 now, Rich.
Great.
Welcome.
Thanks.
And because I felt like I didn't twist the dagger enough, I'll just say this, that the only fantasy slash sci-fi series to ever stick the landing is Lord of the Rings. There we go.
What do you mean stick the landing? What are we talking about?
Game of Thrones, here? Star Wars, Star Trek, all the major fantasy and sci-fi sagas.
Wait, we're not going to talk about The Hobbit?
The BS. Hobbit. The Hobbit is The Hobbit. The Lord of the Rings is the Lord of the Rings.
That's some BS.
Lord of the Rings is the only series to stick the landing. Harry Potter, Star Wars, Star Trek. Lord of the Rings is the only one that got better, won Academy Awards, critically and commercially acclaimed. There you go.
I'm going to mute you if you ever say anything like that again. Damn Lord of the Rings.
Going to mute me.
Going to mute you. You son of a bitch.
It's the only one that stuck the landing.
Yeah, conveniently, you just forget about The Hobbit. All right.
It's a different story.
No, it's not. It's the same damn universe.
Universe, but different stories.
Whatever.